Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
We have our friend Alex Rich from 198 who visits on a Wednesday. Today happens to be a Wednesday, so he will be with us. Got a bunch of topics to toss out to the group this afternoon. Sue will have Sue's news. We have Curtis Houck on a regular basis. Curtis is with Media Research Center Newsbusters. We'll talk to him after 5 o'clock about Carolyn Leavitt and her first White House briefing and some of the new media rules that they're instituting, bringing new media into the briefing room, for example. But Curtis also, and I don't know how I've never noticed this before, he's got a tweet that's pinned at the top of his page about his battle against depression. I've been somewhat open about mine and anxiety in particular, so I thought it'd be worth the conversation because I think conversations like that are helpful these days where you might know that you're not alone in some of this stuff. So he's going to join us after 5 o'clock. So this maybe was one of my favorite questions this morning at the RFK Jr. hearing.
Did you say that exposure to pesticides causes children to become transgender?
No, I never said that.
Okay, I have the record that I'll give to the chairman, and he can make his judgment about what you said.
Good grief. What I know about listening to this morning is that there's a lot of nuance to some of the things that Bobby Kennedy has said over the years. But one of the things that I started my morning with, and I'll just kind of encapsulate this briefly here before we get to the top of the hour. I've always, you know, told people ask me, where do you find news that's unbiased? Well, you really can't, okay? But you can go to Real Clear Politics, and if you go to realclearpolitics.com, it really is a compendium of all the opinion pieces of the day, of audio. So, for example, when I went there this morning, there were two, you know, interesting columns, and one of the things that they do is they make it very easy for you to, you know, you can pick or choose, or you can read the other side. And what they'll do is they'll put the pieces, like, for example, the one that I'm going to talk about here, Carolyn Kennedy, my cousin is a predator, right? So Carolyn
Good
Kennedy's
grief.
Out there. So then Sasha Stone, I've talked about Sasha before. She's the Hollywood person who had the awards website, who was rabidly left-wing. I never unfriend people on Facebook. I unfriended Sasha Stone because 10 years ago, she was such a kook on some of this stuff, right? Well, not unlike Matt Taibbi and Mike Schellenberger and some of the others, she had an epiphany. Mm. And her column, which is right below the Carolyn Kennedy thing, says, Carolyn Kennedy is why I'm no longer a Democrat.
Yep.
So what Carolyn Kennedy said, and she did this in a video, I'll just kind of paraphrase, it's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets because Bobby himself is a predator. She said, recalling how he put baby chickens and mice in a blender to feed his hawks and provided drugs to his cousin. So she says, while he may encourage younger generations to attend AA meetings, Bobby is addicted to attention and power. Bobby preys on the desperation of parents' sick children, vaccinating his own kids while building a following by hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs. And then she, you know, she talked about, and this came up at the hearing today, Samoa's 2019 outbreak of measles. And they're trying to pin this on him.
Come on.
But when you hear the answers and you hear the nuance and the details of that, I don't think there's really a way to do that. But
no.
Let me focus on what Sasha Stone said, because she just, She says, with the exception of R.K. Jr., I never want to have to listen to anyone in the Kennedy family ever again. They've been surfing on the Kennedy name for decades now in underserving ways, up to and including these baseless attacks, personal and ugly, against RFK Jr. the day before his confirmation hearing.
Yep.
Did it really have to go all the way to little pets in a blender to talk of violence, to calling a predator? Her hysteria, Carolyn Kennedy's hysteria, mirrors the same hysteria shared by everyone on the left now. See, this is where I think the point is very important. That's a parallel, right? There is no doubt the hysteria will play out tomorrow, which is today. And by the way, it did, right? It is that hysteria, Sasha wrote, that disconnects from reality of everyday life of America, that has wrecked the once great movement of the left and very nearly wrecked this country.
Yes.
And it is exactly the reason I left the Democrats and have done everything I could to take them out of power.
Yes.
This is where she raises brilliant points, right? Did they care when children were being told that they could choose their own gender and were sent down a path of puberty blockers and surgeries only to wake up with bodies that don't work? And I have amazing audio from Jamie Reed in front of the legislature in Kansas today on that very topic, right? You know, she sees Trump as a threat to democracy, whatever that means, but he did, you know, this today. Where were the Kennedys on this issue? Oh, I know, hiding as usual. What politician even cared about what was happening to the kids in schools at the hands of corrupt, too powerful mental and medical health industry? I saw some slides today on Fox about the learning loss. My daughter's in fourth grade. The learning loss of girls in particular on reading and math for the last couple of years are down significantly.
And they are panicked that somebody with the Kennedy name who does not agree with them and who is a rational and calm thinker might actually get in there.
She says, Sasha said, what are they so afraid of? That the people might have found for the first time the one Kennedy who actually gives a blank about them?
Exactly.
Does she really think that it's RFK Jr. who will ruin the family name and not, oh, I don't know, Uncle Teddy and that late night drive that killed a young woman? That's a great point. How about how women were brought to her own father to be used and then discarded? That's something that people don't like to talk about with her dad, right? Because that's verboten. I mean, you could say the same thing about Martin Luther King, right?
Yeah.
There's lots of flawed people. We have a flawed person in the White House right now. You have a flawed person you're listening to on the radio right now. We all have things in our past that we are not proud of and that hopefully with maturity we correct and, you know, learn from. But I think what Sasha says is right. It's panic that is ensued.
Yes.
They were panicked because it was this so-called threat to democracy. But now they see how much he's getting done. Well, they don't like that.
Uh-uh.
Right? They don't like that at all. Sue's News coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.